702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Let's catch up now with the world of viral content. Ah, Kabazela.
Good morning, Bele.
Let's get straight into it, Kabazela, this morning. The first topic, we want to talk about the career. It was a bit of a curveball, if you will, for these medical students being shown what it's really like.
Yes, I mean, if you take yourself back, Bongles, to, I don't know, young 16-year-old Bongles, where you start kind of thinking, or hopefully thinking, this is what I want to do when I leave school. I want to study this, and then that's the career I want to go into. And you may have these grand dreams of doing that, and then along the way, you might see something, you might read something about that particular career, and it then changes your mind. So the video that we are talking about this morning is it's a bunch of school kids who were taken to the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland for the day. And they were shown, you know, the career of surgeons and what kind of surgeons do, and various other professions within the medical industry. And the video that these youngsters were shown was a video of a live C-section. And some of these kids' faces, you watch, they are like wincing and looking away, and some of them can't handle it. And some of them are just looking at it completely fine and are not bothered by it. So maybe they'll go on to be in the medical field. But if they had, you know, grand dreams of maybe being a gynecologist or something like that, that might have changed their mind, because they then realized, oof, you know, I can't look at all the blood. I can't do all this cutting, and it just put me completely off. So I wanted to ask the question this morning: when you were growing up, and it could be as young as 16, or it could only be of, you know, in your early 20s that you decided what it was that you were going to do, or not going to do in this case. So what changed your mind from taking a particular career? You know, maybe you wanted to do journalism and you are now thinking, oh, you know, after the conversation with Daily Maverick and that, you're not too sure about the future of journalism, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, what changed your mind about going into a particular career when you were younger?
All right. I'd love to know that. You changed your mind once you saw the reality, once you knew what it actually involved. And I wonder if you're in a career that you might not have pursued if you knew then what you know now, for example. This was really hysterical. Neighbors and cutting grass.
Oh, my word. You got to see this video just to see how pathetic it is, really. So if you are a neighbor and you're in the traditional houses where it's, you share a pavement with your neighbor, and then, you know, there's that kind of cutoff where it's your wall stops and starts and his wall stops and starts. And then you've got the grass that needs to be cut on that pavement. So do you cut the whole grass, or do you just cut your section? Now, this particular incident is about cutting the grass, and there's this beautifully cut piece of grass on the one side of the pavement, but then on the other side, where the wall kind of, you know, the boundary would end, so to speak, is a tiny patch of grass. It must be, Bongles, maybe a meter and a bit. And maybe, you know, maybe 2 meters in width, perhaps. And this guy, whoever's cut the grass, has left it for his neighbor to cut. And there's these other guys who are watching this video, and this incident, and they're commenting and they're saying, what's happened here? Did the lawnmower run out of petrol? Did the extension cord not go that far? You know, what about love thy neighbor? Blah, 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 blah. Very funny, their commentary. And, you know, it's maybe petty, but then I was reading the comments and some people say maybe it's a garden service that did it, and the garden service has a particular amount of square meters in the contract that they do, and various other explanations. But do you live next to somebody and you have a very similar situation where the grass, you know, you need to cut your section and then it's their section? Do you stop at your section, or do you, you know, let me do a favor for my neighbor and I'll just cut his as well? And maybe it's reciprocated each weekend. how do you navigate that grass cutting on the pavement with your neighbor?
Yeah, it is annoying. It is annoying when you're that neighbor whose grass is cut. and whose lawn is immaculate and where it borders your neighbor, they don't look after theirs. That can be seriously, seriously annoying.